An Eagle area couple is trapped at their homestead on the Yukon River by ice and high water. Wayne and Scarlett Hall live about 6 miles downstream from Eagle, near the site of an ice jam that caused the worst flooding on record earlier this month. Scarlett Hall says the couple's cabin was not flooded, but heavy ice on shore has effectively cut them off from getting upriver for supplies.
At this point, you're risking life and limb to cross this ice. I mean, it towers up to 20, 25 feet tall in spots, and it's getting rotten.
Hall says she and her husband, a Yukon Quest veteran, have been trying unsuccessfully to make their way through the jumble of ice to the river so they can meet a supply boat from Eagle. Scarlett Hall says their property is bounded by floodwaters that are keeping them from getting out overland.
So we're literally stranded here until the ice melts enough that the lowlands drain and we can work through the ice.
The Halls run Bush Alaska Expeditions, a winter sled dog tour operation. Scarlett Hall says so far they're surviving on what they have stocked up at their cabin.
We're not going to starve, but our supplies are running out. We're out of a lot of things, and it's getting low. So we were hoping for a one-time drop of supplies to help bolster what we've got. We're down to a lot of dried beans and rice, and you get tired of that after a while.
Hall says a helicopter was supposed to bring in some of the food donated to Eagle, but it hasn't arrived yet. She says the couple doesn't want to be rescued.
We don't want to get a helicopter lift out. We're here with 20 dogs. We have a garden in. We still have fish hanging.
Hall says it normally only takes a short period after breakup before they can get out on the river. She says it may take as long as a month for that to happen this year. The Halls lost 2 power boats and their fish wheel to the ice and flooding. They say that's a hardship, but nothing like what friends in Eagle, who lost their homes, have suffered.